So if we see some people who have done something wrong and still they seem to have bearing no con- they seem to have had no consequences and they're just going along unpunished, then what can we do about it? See, in our life, we all have to choose our battles. And if a soldier is fighting, now the same soldier cannot fight with 10 soldiers at the same time. The soldier might say, I'll fight with this soldier. After I finish fighting with the soldier, then I can fight with that soldier. Then I can fight with that soldier. So we all have to choose our battles. So when we choose our battles, we choose that area on which we have some chance of winning, some chance of some controlling. So, you know, just as there are many things wrong in the material world, we can't go about setting all of them right. Now, what we feel in one small area where we feel inspired, we may do something like that. So like that, sometimes even within the Krishna consciousness movement, there may be some things or many things that may be wrong. Now, we have to see what is in my control. And if we find something just seriously wrong, then we can report to the necessary authorities and see if things can be corrected that way. But if that doesn't happen, now we have to be clear, what have I come to the Krishna consciousness movement for? You know, I have come to the Krishna consciousness movement to practice Krishna consciousness. I have come here to practice bhakti. So while I am practicing bhakti, if I can help others, if I can set things right for others, that's good. Now, objectively speaking, I can say confidently that, you know, I can practice bhakti much better in the Krishna conscious movement than outside it. So now, whether everyone in the Krishna conscious movement is practicing bhakti or not, I don't know. There may be people who may come with some ulterior motives and they may be flourishing also. So I don't have the power to set everything right in the moment. But I have come here to purify myself. I have come here to elevate myself. Does the Krishna conscious movement offer me facility for doing that? Yes, it offers me facility. So let me take that facility. And if Krishna wants, if I am sincere in the service that I am doing right now, then Krishna will see that and Krishna may reciprocate by giving me more facility for service, more position or power for doing service, and then I can set bigger things right. So, you know that if we look for negativities, sometimes negativities are just visible directly to us also, but if we focus on them, then that is what we will see. And in that sense, Krishna is like a Kalpataru. If we come to Krishna for getting bhakti, he'll give us bhakti. But if we come to Krishna for seeing negativity, we'll see negativity. If we come to Krishna for seeing controversy, we'll see controversy. If we come to Krishna for seeing offenses to others, we'll see offenses to others. So within the Krishna, so it's not just that we come to the Krishna consciousness movement that is enough. You know, it's we come to the Krishna consciousness movement for practicing Krishna consciousness. Our purpose has to be clear enough. And if we keep that purpose clear, then we will find that there are wonderful facilities for practicing Krishna consciousness. So I was just a few days ago with Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, senior Prabhupada disciple, and he was telling me that, you know, ISKCON is far worse than what we can imagine, and ISKCON is far better than what we can imagine. It is for us to decide what part of it we want to focus on. See, ultimately this is Kali Yuga. And because it's Kali Yuga, people are contaminated. And some contaminated people may also come into the Krishna conscious movement. So there are things going wrong here, but there are also things going right. And if we practice bhakti, we can see that things become right in our life also by the practice of bhakti. So we focus on practicing bhakti. Does that answer your question?
During when